This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host, Corey Fleck, and I have a great show lined up for us this weekend. We're going to focus a lot on the moves in the precious metals, as well as get an update in the second hour from a number of different companies who are sponsors on the website and companies who I think you really should be paying attention to, at least have them on your radar. We did have quite the interesting week with the Fed announcement coming out on Wednesday as to the rate hike that I think everybody expected, but then their narrative afterwards being even much more dovish than people like me who thought it would be dovish, kind of surprising on that side of the scale. In the first two segments here, I am joined by a favorite of our show, and I know a favorite of a lot of our listeners, Brent Cook. Brent and I spent some time at the recent PDAC conference, and Brent, that's what I want to first start talking about. How did you feel about that optimism that seemed to abound at PDAC from investors, but also more so even from the companies?
Well, it certainly was better than the previous two years. And I think, and we've been talking about this in the letter, that, you know, we went through the bad phase. I think that did end the beginning of last year. The reality is, I think this is what the market is waking up to, and more importantly, the mining companies are waking up to, is that there's a real dearth of new mines that they can put in production, real dearth of new discoveries. And I suppose what was most positive to me, or has been this year, is the major companies are starting to do a lot more joint ventures with juniors and investing in juniors. So I think that is really what's positive, and that tells me that they recognize that they are, in fact, lacking new deposits, new profitable deposits to replace what they're mining. So in that sense, it was real positive. You know, we've seen the market move pretty well, the junior market. My gut says that we're going to sort of be choppy to a little bit down into the summer. Bear in mind, we've had, I don't know how many $100 million put into this sector, into private placements. Those are going to come free trading over the next 3 to 4 months. That's going to be a weight on the market as well. So long term, I think this is positive. Short term, I'm not really jumping on anything unless it's a standout opportunity.
Well, Brent, you and I share a similar outlook for the metals for the short term through summer, and you bring up a good point that so much of the money that has been raised, those shares will be free trading in anywhere from 2 to 4 months. So keep that in mind when people are seeing some more volume and some share prices potentially drift down. But you did mention that majors are starting to dabble in the sector a bit more, and there have been some JVs, but a lot more of what we've been seeing is these major companies take equity positions in what I think are some of the top quality explorers with some pretty good properties. How is this a change, and why do you think this is happening, that the majors, instead of taking bigger roles in these companies, seem to just be more investors right now?
I guess that they're looking to get just a position in these companies in order to follow what's going on and have a bit of advantage in case one of these companies comes up with a real discovery. I mean, for a major mining company, they've cut their exploration budgets and staffing quite a bit, by and large, all of them have. And unfortunately, what a lot of these VP exploration fellows and gals are stuck with is they've got their monthly report, their quarterly report, their health and safety report, their, you know, et cetera, et cetera. All these things that they've got to spend their time on to satisfy the accountants, lawyers, and human relations people in their company, that they really can't be quick and efficient on the ground as they'd like to be. So that's where the juniors come in. They can invest in a junior operating in, call it Ecuador or Burkina Faso, and they've got someone on the ground. They don't have to go through all the overhead and hassle of getting established there. So it's a real advantage to them in that respect, and it gets them an in to see what's going on. Should something really interesting turn up, they're there. I think that's the advantage, and it's less expensive than committing to a big program that takes them down through the feasibility stage where you're looking at, you know, tens to hundreds of millions of dollars.
So, Brent, you've made a couple comments in your newsletter discussing your thoughts on how exploration is underfunded. With all the money that has been raised recently, especially in the last 6 months, and some pretty impressive and big drill programs that are being planned and even underway this year, do you still feel that exploration is underfunded?
Well, that's a tough question because, you know, yes and no is the answer. Certainly, we've seen a 50%+ drop in exploration expenditure, but call it in the run-up from, oh, up until the most recent bust, 2011, we saw way too much money put into the exploration. And I think the problem we've got that people have to recognize is that most of the projects that people work on are eventually going to fail. That's just the odds of finding something. It's tough to find something. If it was easy, gold wouldn't be selling for $12.50 an ounce, right?
That's the market, right? There is a lot of failures in the exploration game.
There is. And it, in the past, and I hope this doesn't happen this time around, but it's been much easier for these promoters to raise money on a project that's been dead and dogged for a long while with a good drill hole. And they can just say, we've got this good drill hole, we're going to follow up on it. You know, and you're kind of guaranteed a good drill hole and that, but it doesn't really bring anything new to the table. They're just recycling these old dogs. And I was looking at one today. And it's just, you know, too much money is wasted on that, and not enough money is efficiently used into conceptualizing new targets, undercover targets, where most of the new deposits are going to be found.
So, Brent, how do investors go about avoiding these old dogs that do get recycled and get promoted in good times? Even in bad times, they still get promoted.
Well, you can read our newsletter. We're always happy to bash an old dog. I think you've got to look at the technical ability and experience of the people in a company running a program. I'll give you an example. A company that we've owned for a long time, still own, is Mirasol Resources. And this is a really technically competent team that generates new ideas using the most advanced methods possible, and they go out, walk the ground. I mean, to find something, you've really got to walk the ground. And so they're turning up hidden targets in Chile and Argentina that have not been tested but offer the shot at a major discovery. And then they get companies like Yamana and Goldfields and Oceana putting up money to joint venture into these projects and test these conceptual ideas. If they're successful, you're looking at, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5 million ounce discovery. That's where people have to look. So it really comes down to trusting and understanding a company's management. And one way to screen this is that anyone can do this, is when a company puts out a news release, do they include all the data? Do they include the entire drill intersection? Do they include maps, drill sections? Even if you don't understand exactly what it's saying, if a company puts that out, it tells you they're proud of what they've got, and they're trying to give you the information you need to make a decision.
All right, Brent, unfortunately we're out of time for this segment, but I am bringing you back on the next segment. As always, it's great chatting with you, so everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Brent Cook. And Brent, in this segment, I said we're going to talk stocks. And in the first part of this interview, I want to talk a certain sector of resources. The sector has been in a lot of headlines and is getting a lot of money flowing into it, which also means there are a lot of new companies popping up. This sector is zinc. You've been writing about it recently. How do you feel about the zinc sector? How are you trying to play this move?
Well, I don't know. For the past 20 years, it seems to me that zinc has always been in deficit, and people have been talking about a zinc rally, and they always seem to fail. We've sort of ignored most of it, those previous bouts of exuberance, but this time, and Joe wrote about this a couple of weeks ago, the fundamentals, underlying supply-demand fundamentals of this zinc looks like the place to certainly invest some money, and we have been recently into an exploration company and two that are drilling off resources. So it's positive. I think what we're going to see again is you were there at PDAC. I would bet that over the next month or two, we see 20 new zinc companies. And what one has to be careful of is what I talked about in the previous sector. Are they just recycling these old dogs that didn't work and don't work and won't work?
Now, Brent, for zinc, I understand that people have been, as you mentioned, saying that zinc's in a deficit, it's about to go on this big run. But the fact of the matter is it's still a fairly new sector for a lot of investors, and maybe they don't have the same understanding that they do for, let's say, gold or silver. What are some of the crucials that you look for in terms of management teams, in terms of properties, to ensure that it isn't just another company that is recycling an old dog and trying to pump something that really doesn't have much value?
I would say certainly look at the history of the project that's being promoted. Has this been drilled a lot in the past? And with zinc, what's really important to remember, and this goes with most base metals, you're not selling zinc per se. A company is selling a concentrate, right? So that concentrate is the product you've got to look at. So recovery is important, but how much, you know, what the characteristics of the concentrate they're selling are, because that's what someone's buying. That's what Glencore or any of these smelters are buying in the concentrate. So metallurgy is key. Any zinc company should as quickly as possible determine what the characteristics of that concentrate are. Are there deleterious elements? Is the grade low? That sort of thing. Because if you can't sell it, it's not worth anything, regardless of how big your deposit is.
So, Brent, if we look at some of the companies, what are some of the ones that you can share with us that you like in the zinc sector?
Well, we've purchased Galway Metals, which has a zinc project in Quebec. Good grade. It's got precious metals with it as well. The mineralization has been mined in the past, so we know the metallurgy is probably good. I think it's going to be fine. Having a gold kicker is always a big help. And this mineralization is open to depth. Infrastructure is good. There's actually an adit going down into it underwater now, but it can be drained. So that's one we've picked up. We picked up Tinka Resources, which is an exploration project in Peru. They're looking like they've got potentially quite a large resource. That looks interesting. Those are the two that I would say we were into for a while now.
One other thing that I've noticed in your newsletter recently, Brent, is that you and your partner Joe have been focusing on some Australian companies, trying to find some value really across the water. What has your thought been going over to some Aussie companies?
Well, bottom line, we look for high-margin deposits. That's what we're after, early stage, as soon as we can find them. And in Australia, you know, they're just as good explorers. I lived there for 6 years, and Joe did too. Actually, he got his degree over there. So we know the terrain, we know the country, we know a lot of the people. It's a smaller market, and it's a little more difficult to trade from North America. But there's some real value. For instance, there's a company we own, Gold Road Resources, which owns an entire greenstone belt, unexplored. They've proved up about, all in, 6 million ounces that Goldfields just purchased half of that for $350 million, just of that resource. So they have the entire greenstone belt left to explore. They're spending $20 million this year. So in my view, something like Gold Road is, your downside is limited. Goldfields is building a mine, and your upside is quite a bit given you've got this unexplored terrain and $20 million bucks being spent this year. So that's That's the style thing we look at. Another one is hammer metals, which is much earlier stage exploration. But again, they've got an entire belt of iron oxide copper gold terrain, if you will, that Newmont is spending money on one of their properties, and they're turning up some big alteration systems. So that's the sort of thing we look for over there.
So, Brent, when you look at these exploration companies, how important is it to you that these companies hold large land packages?
Our exit strategy, for the most part, is to sell out to a major, and we did that pretty well last year. What a major is willing to pay full price for a deposit or prospect if they can see enough terrain that they can really expand and discover more stuff over time. I mean, they'll buy a deposit and pay full price, as I said, if they can see enough ground that they continue exploring it and really add resources further down the road. So that's what we're looking for. That's why a large land package is so important.
So circling back around, is it also now important to see these majors either taking an equity position in these explorers or already have one?
That's certainly a help. Well, I've seen some deals that majors putting money into juniors that I don't understand. But again, they're putting in $20 million, which to a major mining company is not that much. So they're just getting a toehold into these things, and it certainly is encouraging. You've got a third party doing your due diligence. Not that they always get it right, but that helps, sure.
And having some money behind, that always helps to potentially keep the company afloat if they do need to raise money further down the road, and that has to be something that you watch, too. How important is it that these companies keep investing?
Good point. Just today, Erdin over in Mongolia, they've got a joint or deal with Teck. Teck put another $500,000 in just to maintain their interest in this company. So certainly that is a positive.
All right. Well, Brent, it's always great chatting with you. And as I reiterate, I think you do have one of the best newsletters out there. I appreciate you always taking time for me and for our show to share some of your thoughts. If anybody has any further questions for Brent, always feel free to email me. I am in constant contact with him and his business partner, Joe. Brent, appreciate your time this weekend. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed my two segments with Brent Cook. He is, in my opinion, one of the best guys to listen to when it comes to resource stocks, because even as Brent said, he will tell you if he thinks it's a dog. That doesn't mean that he's always right, but at least you know that Brent is honest enough to outline some of the stocks that he doesn't believe are worth investing in. We're going to switch focus a little bit now, continuing to talk about the precious metals, but now from a more technical outlook. I have Jordan Royburn on with me. He is the founder and editor of thedailygold.com. Jordan, I always respect what your technicals have to say, especially when it comes to precious metals. But before we get into the technicals, just a general concept here. Rallies that we see typically happen right after the Fed minutes or any sort of political, let's say, news, they don't tend to sustain themselves, do they?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Corey. That's something I've noticed, and I did a flash update for subscribers last night after the massive move higher. As you know, I focus on the juniors, and GDXJ, I think, was up 11, maybe 12%. And at least people in my network were getting excited about this. But just going back off my memory over the last 3, 4, 5 years, I mean, obviously, you know, that time was a bear market, but there's been numerous points where, you know, the Fed, they didn't hike, and then, you know, gold stocks rallied for like a month or something, and people just got super excited. So that's just something I've noticed, that you're right. News is not really a huge mover for the most part, because news tends to be already known and already reflected in the market. So with respect to the here and now, a Fed hike was already priced in. I mean, we already knew that the Fed, they still want to hike two more times by the end of the year. And I think with their statement, there was some wording that led the market based on Fed funds futures to, I haven't checked it this morning, but the expectations for two more rate hikes this year, I mean, they came a little bit down, a little bit because the Fed was dovish in their statement. So that's really what moved the market. But, I mean, as we know, Corey, that can immediately change today or in the next week or in the next month, and it will change. I mean, we don't know how it will change. But the news of the Fed hiking, that was already priced into the market. I mean, we already knew that was going to happen. And so basically, when you get these outsized moves like we had yesterday in the miners, I mean, there's really a huge amount of short covering, people who are probably betting on the miners tanking. Because remember, back in December when the Fed hiked, I mean, like an hour or two after that news, the miners started tanking, and they tanked for another week. And then they had a fantastic rally for 2 months. So you can't really worry about what's happening immediately after the Fed action. I mean, the market reaction is important, but you have to kind of step back and look at the larger context of what's going on. And you know, based on what I'm looking at, the Fed action and the market reaction to that didn't really change any of my views.
Now, what is the bigger picture here for gold, Jordan? It seems like gold has put in a bottom, reached the final bottom at the tail end of 2015. And after last year's huge up and down move, this year seems to be getting off to a slower start and maybe more of a range-bound trade. Is that what your outlook is?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, my outlook for the year has basically been it's going to be a grind for most of the year, and we're really building towards a better 2018. And just the technical setup, I mean, if you look at a 4 or 5 year chart of gold, it's clearly in a huge bottoming or base building type pattern. So there's major resistance from 1350 to 1400. And eventually when gold breaks above that, we're going to see a big move to 1600 or maybe even 1700. But where we are right now, the recent rally peaked around 1265 and the 200 day moving average. So that's strong resistance. And in gold, I mean, the action kind of from last spring to last summer and early fall, I mean, it's not exactly bullish action. You had this top where gold traded in the mid to upper 1300s from July, even into October. And then it came down, it broke down, it had a rally right before the election. And then it plunged after the election. And of course, we've recaptured some of that plunge. So, it's really messy, to be honest. It's the same thing for stocks, but also for gold. And by stocks, I mean the miners. We're really in a trading range, and we're not threatening moving to the upside of that trading range until the complex metals and miners take out their February highs. I mean, they would need a weekly or monthly close above their February highs, because if that happened, that would tell us that the market is attempting to, well, not attempting, but the market is starting to kind of break out of this range, break out of this mess. And I don't think we're going to do that anytime soon, to be honest. I think, you know, in the very short term, we might rise a little bit more, then we'll probably see some more selling. It's kind of boring to say, but I think in the bigger picture for the next quarter or two, not the entire year, but over the next 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 months, it's just going to be a messy market where we're in a big trading range and we're just going to kind of go back and forth, and people are going to get excited. And then a month or two later, they're going to get nervous and cautious. And, you know, then we'll get another rally. So I kind of see that. I mean, I think the odds, the probabilities favor that type of action for much of this year.
Well, one thing to also consider when it comes to the precious metals stocks is a lot of money has been raised recently, and those stocks will be coming free trading in the next, let's say, 2 to 4 months. And that can always weigh on these stocks just a little bit. But Jordan, to wrap us up, you drew some interesting comparisons between housing and bank stocks in the past compared to what gold's currently doing. Can you please explain?
Yes. Housing and bank stocks, I mean, there are some similarities to the way they traded from 2009 to 2011 and where gold stocks are right now. First, both had a really, really bad bear market. I mean, the bear market we know in gold stocks was essentially the worst ever. The bear market in housing and banks from 2006, 2007 to 2009 was basically the worst since the Great Depression for those sectors. I mean, they both were down at least 80%. And both those sectors had a strong move coming off their bottom in early 2009. But after that move, Corey, they basically corrected at least 62% of that advance, and their correction lasted for 18 months. And they went kind of up and down sideways with a downward bias. And towards the end of that correction, kind of in the middle to summer 2011, the stocks looked like they were going to breaking down, or they were, they actually did break down. But a couple weeks after they broke down, and they looked like at that point they were close to retesting the 2009 low. But after that point, they put in a bottom, and then they just shot up over the next 12 to 18 months. I mean, they had massive moves higher after that. And so I think, you know, the reason why they didn't retest the lows, even though they did break down, was the correction that they were in. It lasted quite a while, again, 18 months. And also, I mean, after a really, really bad bear market, when you get the bottom, I mean, all the sellers are gone, and it's like impossible to see that, where you have a really bad bear market and the market, it makes a low and then it has a rally. And then if it's struggling after that, that doesn't mean that it's still in a bear market or it's going to go back down and make new lows, because really all the sellers are out of the market, and they make it, it's just impossible for enough selling to come in to drive the market back down to retest its low. Or to, you know, go back into another bear market. You know, what that means for gold stocks is, even if they continue to consolidate for, you know, most of this year, they're still in a really good situation where the next big move is going to be much, much higher. It's just that, as I said at the beginning, we're going to have to be patient. The market's going to be in a trading range for a while. And the bigger picture, again, is the next big move is going to be higher. I'm not expecting that anytime soon.
I got what you're saying there, Jordan, and I think really to sum it all up, it takes time to get confidence back into these markets after such a long bear market, and that very much, I think, is what we're seeing now, and you and I share a lot of the same outlooks that the big move, when it does come, and it might take a little bit while longer, it's going to be nice and it's going to be to the upside. Jordan, as always, thank you for your time. Everybody stick around, I'm going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe.
For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, I have on the line with me Chris Temple. He joins me regularly, daily actually, on our website to commentate on the markets and then also sometimes step away from the markets and look at bigger picture themes. And what we're going to do is follow up on an interview that we conducted earlier this week and posted to the website as a daily editorial where we looked at the upcoming, which is now behind us, Dutch election, and also took into consideration the threats, both financial and political, to the European Union. So, Chris, I guess just to follow up on the Dutch election, we did have the Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, actually got more support than some people thought, and the far right-wing candidate, Geert Wilders, did not really do all that well. Do you read much into this? What does this mean to you?
Well, first of all, Wilders did reasonably well. He's still a force in Holland, in the Netherlands, but the expectations were pretty high for him going into this. And I don't know if he personally overpromised and underdelivered, or maybe the media made that way. But in any event, even as I said the other day, had Wilders done better or even been the top vote getter above the current prime minister, that wouldn't have meant necessarily a whole heck of a lot in the near term because of the very proportional representation that they have in their parliament, the number of parties that you have. And, I mean, even Rutte, his party is going to have 33 seats out of 150 in the national parliament. So that's, you know, it's nothing substantive was going to be done. This was more symbolic. And again, because of the higher expectations, didn't do Wilders and his party a great deal of good. Politically, the biggest threat near term still to the European Union establishment and perhaps to the euro itself is going to be Marine Le Pen in France, where you're going to have a far more stark difference, most likely, between her and, as the polls stand today, the other likely top vote getter, who is Emmanuel Macron, who is a Rothschild banker and very much the candidate who has been blessed by the EU establishment, who wants France to be totally stay within the European Union and, you know, no upsetting that apple cart. So that'll be very interesting to watch to see just how much support Le Pen gets in a head-to-head election against Macron, if that is who she runs against. Now, if Fillon comes back in France and it's Marine Le Pen and Fillon who are the top vote-getters, then Fillon will probably be elected president because that would allow a lot of the French to vote for a softer version of what Marine Le Pen is. So that'll be interesting. But as I said the other day, Corey, you know, we need to watch beyond that. And then all of a sudden, some simmering sentiment against the euro is starting to bubble back to the surface, even in Italy right now, which kind of represents the intersection of the two twin threats long-term to the euro, which are both political and financial. Financial, Italy is the most acute because of their banking crisis and a huge portion of bad debts, non-performing loans in the Italian banking system, and that has opened the door for several political parties in Italy, where you're going to have another election within the next year to get some power and all of a sudden put Italy in that list of EU members that may vote for someone who wants to change the status quo.
So, Chris, one more quick question regarding the, I guess, political mentality around Europe. Do you think that almost this separatist mentality is cooling just a little bit so countries and citizens can see exactly what happens with England and the UK after their Brexit vote? And it does seem like they are getting the go-ahead to move forward with this Brexit. Is it now more of a wait and see how things shake out for some people?
It might be, you know, you have a sentiment among a lot of people. Look, if the average European citizen, looking just at their normal lot in life, if they have the ability to be a part of an overall Europe that functions properly and has their best interests at heart, everybody wants to be in the EU. Everybody would want the euro, but that's not what happened. The euro from the get-go is something that was designed for two reasons. Generally, to benefit the banking system and make sure that the banking system and the financial power was solid in the hands of relatively few people. And secondly, where Germany is involved particularly, the open secret is that Germany, for all of its blustering from time to time, that the stronger of all the different members, and sometimes everybody doesn't follow the rules as far as the rest of the nations, even France in that regard, which almost annually violates the deficit target and has to be forgiven. The fact is that Germany benefits from a cheaper currency than they would have had on their own, and it has been a huge boon to German exports during this whole time. So those are the two main reasons you've had it. If you had not had a recession, if you didn't have high unemployment chronically in Europe, if you had not had the financial crisis in 2008 that affected everybody, including Europe, you wouldn't have this opposition necessarily, maybe this acutely, to the euro and to the EU as you do in so many countries. But, you know, they do have that to deal with. And then the other dynamic that has come in the more recent past is the huge immigration issue that so many of these countries have, to where the entire character of their countries are changing because of the huge Muslim influx into so many of these countries. So, you know, if the reports are correct that you have a nascent rally in the economies over there and some people are able to go back to work and their financial and economic lot in life starts to improve, that by definition, as it always does, will take some of the so-called populist groundswell away. But it's still pretty palpable.
Okay, so Chris, from a financial standpoint, I do want to quickly cover that because we are going to be seeing the ECB apparently taper 25% of their QE program coming up next month. We also just recently had the Bank of England hold their rates steady, but there have been some more rumors coming out around these central banks saying that they might start enacting tougher monetary policy. Where do you see the financial concerns for Europe in general?
Well, the biggest one, Corey, is that the total Europe-wide, the total amount of non-performing loans is about 1.1 trillion euros. That's roughly 1.2 or thereabouts trillion dollars. That is three times the level of the non-performing loans in the U.S. banking system, and it is a ticking time bomb. Every day when we wake up and when the markets wake up, they've got this container of nitroglycerin that they hope doesn't get upset and blow up. And that is every day. That is the risk that the markets have. And so if you had some kind of a black swan event, or anything that came out of left field that caused some dominoes to start to fall and caused liquidity and credit to seize up for the European banking system, almost like flipping a switch, you would have us right back to when 5 or 6 years ago we had an existential crisis for the euro, which at the time was caused by the debt levels of the so-called pigs nations, you know, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. Some of those have gotten better, but Greece certainly hasn't. Greece is a zombie nation that is kept alive by occasional injections of bailout money. And here again, Italy's banking system is a shambles. It has proportionately more by a good stretch of these non-performing loans than any other European country does. And interestingly enough, the argument over how they're going to shore up the banks again in Italy is what is bringing this whole issue to a head over whether the Italians should bring back the lira, even if, as former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has recommended, even if the lira were brought back, but for international dealings, Italy still dealt with the euro. How they're going to do that mechanically, I don't know, but that's kind of raised some eyebrows recently.
It's just so interesting to me to look and see what is happening around Europe, because quite frankly, I don't see a whole lot getting better. And you outlined many reasons and even a few countries that are in Europe that are doing just as bad as they were when they were catching headlines a couple years ago. It seems like a very tough road that they have in front of them, but the fact of the matter is Europe does continue to be kind of chugging along, and right now we've even seen a recent spike in the euro, and even with the ECB starting to taper their program, that's a big change from what the markets have been used to, and Draghi continuing to pump money into the system. So it's definitely an area of the world that we do need to pay attention to, because it is such a major player, but it seems like news around them has gone quiet recently, and I'm glad that you and I managed to talk about it and keep everybody informed as to what is happening over there. But I guess it is understandable why people have lost a little interest, but just wait until something big happens, and then I guarantee it'll be back on the minds of everybody. Chris, thanks for your time. Everybody, stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.